This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Nepali Congress decides to present its unified front in the upcoming session of the Federal Parliament. Many districts of Tarai Madhes badly affected by cold waves coupled with thick fog. Experts urge the public to follow standard health protocols. Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel acknowledges various indicators for his claim of country's improving economy and Palestinians return on hold as Israel accuses Hamas of breaching truce deal. Now, the news in detail. The meeting of Nepali Congress office bearers, former office bearers and the Parliamentary Party's Executive Committee held at the Parliamentary Party office in Singhadarbar yesterday has decided to present a unified voice in the upcoming session of the Parliament. Parliamentary Party's Chief Whip Syam Kumar Ghimire informed that the Party President Sher Bahadur Deoba instructed all party office bearers and ministers to portray a unified front of the party in and outside the parliament. Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak and Chief Whip Ghimire informed that the work being done by the mechanism of the two major ruling parties, the justification of the recently issued ordinance and the government's overall work in the meeting. Party spokesperson Dr. Prakash Saran Mahat said the meeting concluded that serious homework should be initiated on the issue of constitution amendment and the government mechanism. As winter is coming to an end across the country, it still faces a dual health threat, severe air pollution and seasonal spike in respiratory illnesses. An already overburdened healthcare system is feeling the pressure and impact of these combined factors. Experts warn that the root cause of air pollution, including rapid infrastructure development, out-of-order vehicles, burning of coal and wood, and lack of rainfall could worsen the health risk posed by the cold season if current measures are not taken in time. Speaker at the Ministry of Health and Population, Dr. Prakash Burathoki, explained the dip in temperature combined with the lack of rain is trapping pollution in the Kathmandu Valley. He also cited the effects of local fires and the pollution drifting from surrounding areas as contributing factors. Experts have urged the public to follow standard health protocols like wearing masks, washing hands frequently and avoiding crowded places. In the meantime, many districts in Tarai Madhes have been badly affected by the cold wave coupled with thick fog for some days. The people of Kailali, Kanchanpur, Kapilvastu and other districts of Tarai Madhes, especially children, sick ones and senior citizens, are hit hard by the adverse weather. Children are said to be suffering from fever, cold and stomach ache owing to the severe cold, while the elderly are reported to be facing respiratory problems. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Finance Bishnu Prasad Paudel has claimed that the national economy is improving. In a press meeting organized at Biratnagar Airport yesterday, Minister Paudel said various indicators demonstrated that the country is witnessing economic improvement. Minister Paudel also assured timely payments to the contractors and construction companies. In the meantime, inaugurating the Birat Expo 2025, organized by the Industry Association Morang, Finance Minister Paudel said that the government is serious about solving the problems seen in the economic, social, educational and industrial sectors. Chairperson of the CPN Maoist Centre, the former Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda, has said his party is reaching out to people to know their needs. At a press meet organized by Press Center Dang at Ghorahi yesterday, Chair Dahal shared that the people have trust in his party, adding that it would be beneficial for the Maoist Center if the incumbent government would remain in the power till next election. Dahal also mentioned that they were not carrying out any activities to topple the incumbent government. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Bidya Bhattarai has stressed the coordination of three tiers of the government for the development of the education in Nepal. In a press meeting organized in the district headquarters of Gorkha yesterday, Minister Bhattarai said each tier of government should be responsible for enhancing the quality of education in the federal context. The minister viewed the government as moving ahead with an action plan to enforce education free of cost by 2083 Bikram Sambat. Minister Bhattarai shared that the School Education Act, which is under discussion in the Parliament, would be deliberated rigorously to fit the present needs and challenges facing school education and teachers. Now some sports news update. The Armed Police Force, EPF Club, has won the Prime Minister's Cup Women's National T20 Cricket Tournament. The EPF won the title by defeating home team Sudhir Pashim Province by 9 wickets in the final match held yesterday. The EPF achieved the winning target of 68 runs in 12.5 overs with the loss of just 1 wicket. EPF's Mamata Chowdhury scored an unbeaten 43 runs, while captain Indu Barma scored 18 runs not out. Earlier, Sudhir Pashim, batting first after winning the toss at the Phapla cricket ground in Kailali, was bundled out for 67 runs in 18.1 overs. This is the second time that EPF has won the title in a row. Along with the title, EPF received a prize of 500,000 rupees, while Sudhir Pashim won the runner-up prize for 300,000 rupees. A total of 12 teams participated in the competition, which began on January 14th. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news update. Thousands of displaced Palestinians have been prevented from returning to their homes in the north of the Gaza Strip after Israel blocked a main road, accusing Hamas of breaching the terms of the ceasefire deal. The dispute came after Hamas released 4 Israeli female soldiers and Israel freed 200 Palestinian prisoners. However, the Israeli government said Gazans would not be allowed to travel north until plans were in place for the release of Israeli civilian Arbil Yehud. Hamas has insisted she is alive and will be freed next week. According to the deal, Hamas was to release civilians before soldiers. 4 female Israeli soldiers taken hostage by Hamas on 7th October 2023 were released on Saturday as part of the ceasefire agreement, which also saw 200 Palestinian prisoners freed. The first phase of the ceasefire is supposed to see a total of 33 Israeli hostages freed over 6 weeks in exchange for hundreds of Palestinians imprisoned in Israel. The exact number will depend on how many are alive. The January ceasefire deal halted the war, which began when Hamas attacked Israel on 7th October 2023, where about 1,200 people were killed and 251 were taken back to Gaza as hostages. Gaza's Hamas-run health ministry says more than 47,200 Palestinians, the majority civilians, have been killed in Israel's offensive. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the general influence of the westerly winds, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. The temperature of the Kathmandu Valley, which had increased in recent days, again dipped to 4.8 degrees Celsius on Saturday. Meteorologist Saroj Pudasaini said that the temperature has gradually decreased compared to the past few days, adding that the temperature will remain almost the same for a few more days. Meteorologist Pudasaini further said that the upcoming 3 days will have the impacts of cold waves, thick fog and mist in the Tarai region, but the system will not result in rain or snowfall. According to the information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is likely to hover around 5 to 7 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is likely to hover around 21 to 23 degrees Celsius today. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Nepali Congress decides to present its unified front in the upcoming session of the federal parliament. Many districts of Tarai Madhes badly affected by cold waves coupled with thick fog. Experts urge the public to follow standard health protocols. Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel acknowledges various indicators for his claim of country's improving economy. And Palestinians return on hold as Israel accuses Hamas of breaching truce deal. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.